Good morning, brother and sister.
大家早安。
I'm very uplifted this morning because of the young people here. They are very punctual coming here this morning and have a little practice before the worship so they can warm up a little bit. And last Friday night, we also had a good time practicing, getting ready for this morning worship. So I'd like to thank them this morning. I hope God will help them to continue this spirit of worship.
我今天早上心里非常的雀跃，感到这一群年轻人在早上一大早就来这边开始练习，准备了那么多次啊，继续神保守他们能够继续在这方面的练习。
And always thank their parents for their support.
当然了，在这边的家长的功劳是绝不可灭。
Without them pushing them here, they might have a little problem.
所以说，家长的帮忙这是很重要的。
If you are here 2 weeks ago, you know that I shared with you about the Bible.
在两个礼拜多前，我也在跟大家分享了第一讲关于圣经的一些知识。
Last time I emphasized mostly on the New Testament.
上一次加代如果还记得的话，我注重的主要是在新约的圣经的这一部分。
Because most of the material concentrate more on the New Testament, the recently the New Testament more recent, only 2,000 years ago. While the Old Testament we are tracing back to 4,000 years ago.
所以新约讲的是大概是2000年前的事情，那旧约的话关乎的是4000年之前的事情。
So we concentrate a lot of talk about the authenticity, the real truth from the Bible, particularly the New Testament, why we need to believe it.
我讲的主要的重点是在圣经的可靠性跟真实性。
But about the Old Testament, we have to look at it at a little different perspective.
但是讲到旧约的话，就要从另外一个方式来说了。
Because we are having this book that is dated back of history from the beginning.
但我们知道讲的就是从所谓的开始，就是创造的开始，那时候开始在说的。
As far as actually the written language of the Old Testament, most of it not written until maybe 500-600 years before the birth of Christ.
这时候在这个旧约的圣经是在耶稣诞生之前写的。
是几百年前。So that the time frame is harder to trace. But because of that, when we look at the Old Testament, I want you to look at two areas that give us reassurance, strength about believing the Old Testament. Number one.
所以在旧约中间，我要讲的是主要两部分需要我要注意一点的。
Number one, the Old Testament testify itself because from the time of creation to the time Christ came, the Old Testament contained a lot of material that is already predicted what is going to happen in the New Testament time.
第一部分是讲到旧约自己已经宣告了以后要发生的事情，从刚开始到这个耶稣的诞生。
So the Old Testament really speaks for itself about its realness and truth.
所以说自己旧约里面自己已经讲到自己的真实性。
Now as we go later into the more detail, we know that Isaiah chapter 53.
我们都知道这个以赛亚书的第五十三章。
In particularly predict what is going to happen even before the birth of Christ.
这一章里面在讲这个，甚至讲到耶稣诞生之前会发生的事情。
And all those were prophecy because they were written 500-600 years ago by Isaiah.
所以这个预言都是在耶稣诞生500-600之前是都预告的。
But as theologians study and as we study Isaiah 53, we know that all those details happened during the life of Christ.
所以我们到时候你去研究以赛亚书的话，你就知道所有记载的东西都在耶稣的诞生的这一个生命当中。
So it shows how true the prophecy are, because as God told us, if the prophecy doesn't happen in the way it is prophesied, that they line up 100% what happened, then it is not a real prophecy. But the Old Testament just did just that. All of them, they were predicted it happened hundreds, thousand years later.
所以说，在这个旧约里面所预告的事情，在一千年之后都一件一件事情都发生了。
So from that point of view, we can understand how important even the whole testament is.
所以说，我们就知道这个旧约的圣经的重要性。
Even Christ Himself quoted the Old Testament a lot of times. Remember?
耶稣基督自己本身在他的宣讲福音的时候都提到以前旧约的圣经。
Before he came out for ministry, Satan tested him three times. Before he came out for his ministry, Christ himself, Satan tested him three times.
在耶稣基督开始要出来传道的时候，这个撒旦试他试了三次。
After he was without food for 30 days,
他那时候也就禁食了四十天。
He quoted the Old Testament to answer the devils.
大家记得，他就讲的都是从旧约里面的圣经的话语提出来的。
Now the second part about the Old Testament is important because it happened a few thousand years ago. You know, from this time, you have three, four.
第二部分重要的是，他宣讲的东西是刚好是在一千年之前发生的事情。
One of the reasons we find out the Old Testament is so reliable.Because even nowadays, the process still going on. People digging in deep down the earth to find out the civilization that had gone on in the past.
这时候甚至在以前发生的时候，现在的人还在继续在做考古的上面的发掘，发掘到以前所发生的事情都是真实的。
And since most of the Old Testament event happened in the Middle East area,
这时候你都知道，在旧约的事件，大部分的事件都是发生在中东地区这个地方。
Most of the excavation was done in the Middle East area because there is the Bible land.
所以这时候考古的很多的这个发掘都是集中在这个中东这个地方的发掘。
And more and more and more every year, evidence was found deep down in the earth, layers down.Of the civilization and city and the historical relics that the archaeologists dug up from down deep in the earth.
So, 这些慢慢的就我们从地底的挖掘上呢，找到一些历史的一些古迹遗迹，所有东西证实的旧约的真实性。
If you look at the geography or the map, you find out that.A lot of places in around Israel, Middle East, Israel area, but they call Tel, T-E-L. And what it means is just a mound of mud, small mountain, bigger one, there's a mud, there's a pile, big, large pile of mud.
在这个考古区地区里面，很多的地方你会有一个前面一个字叫 Tel 的地方 ，Tel 的意思就是一个土堆的意思。
The reason is all those cities from the past has been buried deep underground over these hundreds and thousands of years.
所以你看到这个 tell， 然后后面再加一个名字，是那个地方是已经被埋起来的，所以它的真正的所谓的文化都是藏在地底下的。
Once they dig up layer by layer, they found out what happened in the past, and why archaeology is so important to substantiate the Old Testament because they found out city.They found out name of the rulers. They found out of relics that prove those events actually happened in the Bible thousand years ago.
考古学之所有的重要性，就是它能够发掘到一些古迹、一些遗下来的一些古文化，证实这个旧约圣经里面的真实可靠性。
That's why archaeology is so important in verifying the Old Testament.
所以为什么有人要去找有考古学继续在挖掘的东西？这是因为。要去发掘这个旧约的真实性。
So I'm going to just do a little review first from last week, just in case some of you are not here.
我说一个简短的这个复习一下，我上两个礼拜跟大家一起分享的事情。
Last week, two weeks ago, I shared with you that in order to prove that this book, this document, this recording.Is authentic and real. You have to go through a number of criteria to prove it.
为了证实这圣经的真实性，必须有好几个方面必须要能够通过，才知道圣经的真实。
Number one,
第一件
the closer it is to the event that you put it down, the more real it is. You agree with that, right?
在记录上面，这个
发生的事件跟记录的时间中间 的距离必须要很短才真实性 才准。
Especially when it's recorded by yourself, not your children, your grandchildren, okay?
尤其是
because you experience it in person.
尤其是你自己记录的，你如果是当初的目击人，这是最佳的证据。
So your record will be much more detailed and much accurate.
所以说你的记录就比较仔细。比较正确
especially important event, right?
尤其是重要的事件。
I asked the young people a while back. I said, "Can you remember what you eat for supper 2 weeks ago Friday night?"
你记不记得上次我问一个问题就是
？Can any of you remember what you ate 2 weeks ago Friday night for supper?
两个礼拜前的五礼拜五，你知道你晚上吃什么吗
？How many of you can remember?
That is right, rice.
We have David. He has good memory. He must have very good meal that he can remember.
Simple meal.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that very important event is hard to be forgotten. But the earlier you put it down, the more accurate it is.
所以说重要的事情当然是忘不了，但是很重要的事情马上记录的话，就真实性就很大了。
That is why the New Testament is so real, because it was all written by people while they are still alive.
所以说为什么新约圣经的可靠性比较大？因为它是当时的人目击见证自己写下来的。
Many of them were eyewitnesses. They saw Christ preach. They touch him. They know him. They are real time.
很多人都是所谓的第一个目击证人，跟耶稣基督一起生活在一起记下来的一个事实。
Now the other thing is that you have different people writing the same event, right? If they are exposed to the same event, so you have to compare them. If they have real differences about the event, then it is not as real. But they seem to be very, very much in unison of what happened. Then you know this event is not poorly recorded. It was from the person who really experienced it, and they put it down.
另外一件事情是说，一件事情有很多人的记录下来，如果这记录都是同样一件事情的话，表示那件事情是真实发生的。
Now the four gospels prove to us that because they're written by four different writers.
这四个福音书大家知道，就是四个不同的作者写同样的一件事情。
You all know that a lot of events written and the gospel are almost like duplication, right? They are the same and different, but not all of them. Some of them seem to be a repeat.
你都知道四个福音里面是讲同样一件事件的话，几乎每一个福音书描写的方式都是很相近的。
Some critical people say, "Oh, he said a little differently, not quite the same as Luke, not quite the same as Mark."
有些人就开始在鸡蛋里面挑骨头，对不对？他讲的是这样，他讲中间四维有点不同。
Well, the theologian explained that by saying that.At least to my satisfaction, you look at the story at different angle.
其实有些人比较挑剔，但是你看一件事情有看的不同的角度，所以你看的描述的方式当然就不一样了。
Because you do emphasize, oh, you saw Jesus with the children. You emphasize more on the children part than the other people surrounding. So they describe.Focusing on what they think are more important to them, and they put it down.
如果一个人比较偏重要描述这个小朋友的方式，他就他的描述的方式比较偏重于小朋友，其他的地方就偏重不一样，所以他描述会有一些小的不同的地方。
So each of the four gospel writers, they are a little different in their description because they focus on something they think is more important.Through their inspiration, so they kind of have slight variation of the story.
所以他们能够激励的在四个福音书里面，他们描写的重点会不一样。
So basically, I'm saying there's no contradiction between the four writers.
所以基本上我要讲的是，四个福音基本上没有抵触的地方。
Now, last time I also talked to you about the human logic and reasoning.
我在上次也讲到，大家人的这个逻辑跟这个所谓的推理方式。
I talk many, for example, 10 of the 11 disciples of Christ, apostles of Christ, they died martyrdom, except John himself, died of old age. The other 10, they sacrificed their life for Christ. If they don't believe Christ is real, would you sacrifice your life for somebody who you don't believe is real?
在使徒之中，十个使徒是被杀死的，除了John以外是比较老死的。 但是如果不相信耶稣基督的话，你怎么可能会为耶稣基督牺牲而死呢？
So one of the other things that refer both to the New and Old Testament is that, as God said in the Bible, nobody can change my word. You stay forever. That means what? All is written in the Bible from 2,000 plus years ago, they're written down to now. It cannot be changed. It doesn't have to be revised, this Bible. It doesn't have to be corrected. It stays the same.
神自己在婚姻在圣经里面讲，他的话是真实的，不会变的，所以一直都没有经过改变。
So, since I'm going to share with you about the Old Testament, I'll concentrate about the important part of archaeology and its finding for the Old Testament.
所以接下来跟大家讲是旧约圣经的话，我要跟大家分析的主要是偏重在考古学上面的发掘。
Now today at the end of the meeting, I'm going to pass out a magazine, one for each family, because I can only touch on a small portion of what I want to share with you about the Bible. But 2 months ago, I came across Billy Graham magazine Decision, and I find out that this is the most complete writing about the origin and history and the real believable Bible. So I'm going to give each family a copy, those who understand English and read, so that you can dig more into it for yourself.
在这个今天我讲到结束，每一个家庭都可以拿到这一份叫做 Decision 的，这一个是 Billy Graham 自己发出去的一个杂志，在里面讲的，我自己认为对圣经的描述的完整性、真实性都有很好的一个探讨，所以每一个家庭可以拿一份。
So what I really did in this couple of days is just point out some important area, just to guide you along and give you some of the, I think, high points of this magazine, plus some other information I have gathered.
我今天要介绍的就是这里面每个这一个杂志里面几个重要的的这个观念，然后跟大家分析一下。
So we'll pass it out after communion today. So make sure each family got one.
So 大家每个家庭都可以拿一份。
But I also consider those family who visiting here, for example, they are not really comfortable about reading English.
但我也知道有些人可能对英文杂志练的不大喜欢练的话。
Because the Decision magazine had no Chinese in translation, this magazine only available in English.
因为它这个只有英文，没有中文的翻译。
I have about 13 or 14 copy of a Chinese article about the Bible.
那如果你对英文没办法读的话，我有其他的，有将近有十来份的这个中文的期刊。
Now the writer is different; it's a different perspective from the Decision, but the general content I think will be really helpful to those who want to read.
关于圣经方面的这方面的探讨，跟 Billy Graham 的方式可能不大一样，但是也是大体上都是很接近的。
So I'll be passing those out too to those who want a Chinese.
我也会在这个 communion 时候把这个发给大家。你如果愿意读中文的这方面的期刊，你就选中文；你要用英文的话，就 Billy Graham 这一份。
It's something I don't think is incidental because while I was getting ready to share this message with you, I happened to pick up a book that was sitting on my desk for a while.
我觉得我在准备这个讲章的时候，要选到这一个主题，并不是一个意外，因为我在我的自己的书桌上面刚好就拿到这一本书，拿起来一看，
大概about 6 months ago，
大概六个月左右
，a pastor from Tennessee came and spoke to you. How many of you were here? A Tennessee pastor came and preached to you about the glory of God. Remember?I happened to be out of time because I was dying in Indianapolis the same day sharing with a Cantonese group in the church. So I apologize, I did not be able to meet him.
在六个月之前，有一位从田纳西来宣讲神的荣耀的一位牧师，大家可能有印象。
His name is Peter Chen，
叫做彼得陈。
He happened to have written a book just the latter part of last year. He happened to have written a Chinese book.
Okay, 他在去年发表了一本中文书。
So he gave me a copy before he left through John.
他经由约翰给我了这一本书。
And I happened to pick it up just recently, and the thing that I noticed is first chapter is about the reliability of the Bible.
我就正好把那本书拿起来，这个书的第一章就讲到圣经的可靠性。
So I gave him a call a few days ago. I said, Peter, you mind if I make copies of your article and pass out to my church member who rather read Chinese than English?
所以说一点都不意外，他就打电话给这个 Peter Chen 说，可不可以把第一章印下来给我们的这个会众。
He said, no problem.
所以说没有问题啊，大家就有这一份。
So I will be able to give some of you this copy, okay?
At the end of the 所以说这一份就是在今天的中文的一个期刊的一部分。
Now this is also the basically the content of the Decision Magazine, the important topic that's mentioned there.
我今在上面打出来的刚好就是这个 Decision Magazine 它的一些重要的一个内容。
Last time I already talked to you the first item.
上两个礼拜之前我跟大家分享了第一个。
就是 the Bible just you know explain itself，
就是圣经自己介绍他自己。
Then we talking about how reliable the Bible is because of the witnesses and so forth. I just mentioned。
我们讲到第四点，在上面讲的圣经的可靠性。
We emphasized on the New Testament last time。
我们上两个礼拜前跟大家分享这个新约圣经的可靠性。
So the one in red I basically touched on already last time.
所以说这个红色字的这一部分，我在两个礼拜前跟大家分享过了。
So today we will emphasize on the Old Testament.
所以说在今天跟大家就分享，继续分享。
So you will read the article on page 22 to 23 of the magazine. It will give you more detail.
所以说你在今天讲那个旧约圣经的话，今天跟大家这个 Decision Magazine 在里面22页到23页就讲到这方面旧约的真实性的事情。
There's a theologian author called Norman Geisler.
他是一个圣经学家，叫做罗门Geisler.
I spent a lot of time studying the archaeology of the Bible.
他花了很多时间在了解这个考古学的这个验证。
He made a comment like this. He said, "Why many have doubted the accuracy of the Bible? Time and continued research have the word of God that the word of God is better informed than is credited. In fact, why thousands of finds from the ancient world support in broad outline?" And often in detail, the Bible picture, not one incontrovertible find has ever contradicted the Bible. And I'll let Eric summarize.
经过这个多年来，一直都有人在怀疑这个圣经的真实性，但是一次又一次的这些研究都证实了这圣经里面的东西是完全无误，而且很多一些冲突的地方完全都变成都会解决，一直都没有发觉到有任何冲突的地方。
About 12 years ago, a new Bible came out. I mean, new version of Bible came out.
在12年前，有一个新版的圣经发表了。
It's also an NIV version, the same as NIV version.
它的圣经的也是一个 NIV 的一个版本。
The only difference is for every book in the Bible, they give you some archaeological background that they have found so far.
不同的地方，这个 NIV 的版本有很多考古的一个确实的证据在里面。
So it will help you if you want to know some finding concerning this event that invented the Bible. Did you study Bible? It may be helpful for you to enforce your faith about the reality that they found buried in the ground thousands of years ago.
所以你在研讨圣经的话，这一方面的考古的这个真实的证据，就可以加强你在圣经上面真理的追寻。
The introduction of this Bible said this: the Bible is not a book of abstract religious teaching. If it were, understanding its historical content would be of relative minor importance. Although even then, questions about the circumstances of its composition could not be ignored. Furthermore, the Bible did not arise out of a single culture and historical environment.It is certainly not like the product of revelation given it by a single man like the Quran claims to be. If it were, understanding his historical background would have been much easier.
我大概稍微简短的把它总纲一下哈，他讲的是说，这就圣经并不是只是一个非常抽象的一个教条这个理论的教条，如果是的话，那根据在了解历史上的一些东，历史上的一些，比如说前上下文历史上的一个证据的话，一点都不是非常重要的。实际上，这个圣经是完全是不是经由一个人做出来，像我们讲的这个叫做《可兰经》，就是一个人做出来，是很多人一起弄的。所以说，要了解这个历史的这个背景是。并不是那么容易，所以说为什么有那么多考古学家一段一段的寻找，原因就在这里，因为他的是作者很多人很多历史的丰富的证据才支撑到今天这个圣经的真实性。
As it is, the writing of the Bible took place over a period of more than 1,000 years. Why more than 1,000 years? Because it started.You know, a few hundred years before Christ, and then it just, you know, the period of writing the Bible cover about more than 1,000 years. Although most, if not all, the writer of the scripture were Israelite or Jewish, those authors live in a wide variety of circumstances. The cultural backdrop to the Bible story includeThe Egypt of the Pharaohs, Mesopotamia, Canaanite culture, Israel across the late Bronze Age and the Iron Age, the royal court of Persia, the expansive Hellenistic civilization, and the Roman Empire. The languages of the Bible are Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic,But there are also traces as well of the influence of the Egyptian, Ugaritic, Akkadian, Sumerian, Persian, and Latin. Portions of the Bible were composed in Israel, Egypt, Babylon, Asia Minor, such as Turkey, Greece, and Rome. The writers of the scripture were sages, kings, farmers, exile, governor, fishermen, and traveling preacher.What I'm saying is that Christ inspired all this different variety of writers who are different profession in order to speak to us nowadays through the Bible.
所以基本上是这个圣经经过将近整段圣经写将近了一千年，在这里面所有的作者包括了有犹太人，然后也有犹太人，大部分都是犹太人。然后他住在很多生活在很多不同的情况里面，但是他的背景里面背景包括了有希腊的，有这个什么这个叫做以索托地亚，还有我们所谓的迦南的文化，然后整个都是在所谓的古铜世纪跟铁的这个时代里面，然后他包括了像有波斯帝国啦。也包括了希腊帝国的一些古文化，都甚至罗马的这个文化都在里面。然后他在圣经里面用的所谓的语言，大家都知道有所谓的希伯来文，也有希腊文，也有所谓的这个叫做 Aramaic， 就是古兰文，是不是？法兰文 ，OK。然后他还有很多 其他的受到的影响，比如说是希腊的影响，我不知道这叫什么 Agrarian， 然后一些很特殊的不同的地方地区的影响，包括 Persian 还有拉丁，然后他这个整个圣经有很多种不同的方式在不同的地区产生的，像以色列啦、埃及啦、巴比伦啦，甚至西亚细亚，很多不同的。所以说，但是他作者里面包括了所谓的圣者、帝王，甚至农夫，甚至所谓的驱逐之人，还有省长，很多各式各样的，甚至有一幅大家知道的不同的样的作者。
Amos chapter 9, 14 to 15 says, I will bring back my exiled people Israel. They will rebuild the ruined city and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant Israel in their own land.Never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God.
在阿摩斯书第九章十四到十五节是这样讲的：我必使我的子民以色列被掳的人回归，他们必重建荒废的城，住在其中；他们必栽种葡萄园，喝园中的酒，建造果园，吃园中的果子。我必把他们栽于他们自己的土地。他们再不会从我赐给他们的土地上被拔除。这是耶稣，耶和华你神所说的话。
Now, Amos wrote this about 2,700 years ago.
阿摩斯在2,600多年写了这一个预言。
As you know, the country, the nation of Israel, when it become dispersed, there's no more nation of Israel for thousands of years.
以色列被驱逐到各邦去，所以他们自己都没有一个地方可以住。
But Amos said, one of these days they're going to come back and have their own land, this nation of Israel that I chose.
但阿摩斯在这边的预言说，总有一天他们会回来这个地方，重新回归到他们自己的本土。
So in 1948, the Israel of, remember, the Israel pronounced their independence, and so the nation of Israel, now, as it is now, they went back to their homeland, and then God gave them the land now, so that we call them there is a nation of Israel since 1948.
在1948年就以色列人自己就独立建了他们的城国，就在耶路撒冷。
So what I'm saying is that Amos 2,700 years ago already predicted that God is going to bring them back as a nation.
阿摩斯在2,700年就已经预告了这一件事情的真实性。
And we know Israel play a very important part in end time. In the end time.
这时候我们都知道这个以色列人在所谓的末代有一个担当一个很大很重要的一个角色。
So if you study the book of Revelation, there are a lot of things unknown, but it will involve the nation of Israel in the future.
在这个启示录里面讲到这个以色列人在他们所担任的一个角色。
But interestingly, I want to tell you another story. Just a year before that, 1947, one of the shepherds in the Middle East, they were kind of playing around.Maybe throwing stone something, and they heard something funny. They went into a cave and they discovered a bunch of big jar.
So, in 1947, 有一个人就在这个牧羊人在丢石头，结果丢到一个山洞里面，发现了一个所谓的大的一个瓶子。
So, what they found out is a whole bunch of document, 900 plus document in those jar preserved.
他找到了很多将近有900份的这个方面的这个文件。
To cut it short, I just say that within those jar is the whole book of Isaiah, 66 chapter, well preserved.
So, although 在那个古瓮子里面保存的是以赛亚书完整的66章的这个圣经。
That's because there was a community that's between about 150 years before Christ and about 70 or so years after Christ. They live in a community, and all they did was copying the documents of the Bible from different aspects. And then when they were under persecution around that 70, you know, and after Christ, they hid them in those jars and saw them away in those caves.
考古学家后发现有一群这个特别的一群人啊，以色列人，他们主要的任务就是在抄写圣经。当他们在抄写圣经之后受到迫害之后，他们就把抄写的圣经储存在这些瓶瓮里面保存起来。
And they were all they did all their life is to just carefully copying those documents.
就像刚才讲的，他们的这一群以色列人主要的犹太人就是在把圣经仔仔细细的抄写下来。
That's why those documents were so accurate that can pass on up to this day.
就是因为他们那些专心专责的东西工作，所以说圣经才会这样仔仔细细的抄下来，没有错误。
So they found out in a place called Quran.
所以在那个地方叫做苦论这个地方。
That's where all those people live and dedicate their life copying documents.
那些人就住在那个附近就在住那个地方，这个投影片住在红色的地方就专门在抄写圣经。
And then when the theologians found out about the valuable document, they start investigating it.And then 10 years later, they went back and checked more things, and they found out that there are a total of 11 caves.
发掘了这些古建之后好几年之后又回去了，总共又发掘了总共11个这个洞穴藏着有古建。
They found more, but not as many. They found more documents.
他们翻到更多的古建。
Why is the Dead Sea Scroll so important?
为什么这个死海古卷这么样的重要？
That is because those were authentic documents that was passed on from one generation to another through faithful, you know, believer who wrote down, copying word by word, sentence by sentence, with very, very little mistake.
那这是因为重要性，因为它的真实性。存在在从一群人仔仔细细的抄写下来，无误的传达了神的话语。
So I won't go into detail about any of this. You can read for yourself in the magazine.
在这个我跟大家要发给大家的这个decision 的东西上面有仔细的讨论这些事情，所以我不详细的表讨论这方面。
But I just want to show you recently, just within the last couple of years, they found a Tel Gaza.
So, 他们最近放了一个城市叫做就讲的 Tel Gaza 这个地方。
Remember I said Tel, remember it's like a little mountain.
跟大家讲了 Tel 就是一个土堆。
And they found out, they dug it out, and they found out that this substantiate what the Bible described about Solomon's palace.
这是
that was described in the Old Testament.
之后才发觉这跟那个所谓的所罗门王他的宫殿的存在的这个证据。
So this is one example of recent finding.
这是最近考古学家所发掘的一个史实。
So Eric gave me a warning sign. My time is getting close. From what I share with you, the second half of my sharing today.
所以说，在这个现在跟大家分享我第二部分跟大家分享的事情。
These are all knowledge, history. Would that help us? Only if we apply in our own life.
跟大家讲的这些圣经这些东西知识是很重要，但是最重要的是我们是不是能用生命来实际上的实验。
I admire Billy Graham's strength and faith and persistence in his life.
我一直对这个 Billy Graham 的这个他的
戈培里牧师。
戈培里牧师他的生命的这个坚强跟他的信心一直都非常的佩服。
Next year he'll be 100 years old.
明年他将会是100岁。
His wife passed away quite a few years ago.
他的太太好几年前过世。
But his wife was very important in his life.
但是 他的太太在他的生命在葛培里牧师的生命中间担任了很重要的一个角色。
He was out evangelist many many months at a time, weeks and months at a time.
牧师经常出去就是好几礼拜出去传道都不在家。
He had five children.
他有五个小朋友。
All the responsibility a lot of time rested on his wife.
所以说这五个小朋友教育都在妈妈的手上。
So I shared it to encourage all of you today who have children.
所以说跟大家分享的是激励大家父母亲有小朋友的。
It's not so easy to train them and keep them under control, right?
实际上很不容易让他们带他们长大。
Even the family of the evangelist, famous evangelist, had the same problem.
甚至连这个这么有名的一个布道家，家里都有这么多的问题。
So I dig into the other side of the evangelist.
所以说我去发掘做考古学家的发掘的另外一个这个布道家的另外一半的生活的经历。
About the family struggle behind the scene.
他们这个家庭里面的一个奋斗艰难。
Just a couple of words about Ruth Graham, his wife.
跟大家提到这个 Ruth 是葛培林牧师的太太。
She is the daughter of a doctor who was a missionary in China.
她是她的父亲，这个她的父亲，太太的父亲。OK， 她的父亲是到这个中国一个医生传道的一个牧师。
They moved back and retired in Carolina, just before Pearl Harbor.
他们之后在Pearl Harbor 过之后回到美国定居。
But interesting about his wife background is that she studied.In high school in Korea.
所以说这个 Ruth 的 background 是非常有兴趣，她的 high school 是在北韩念的。
That was before the North-South Division.
当然是在北韩南韩分国之后之前的事情。
Later he came back to the state, he went to Wheaton College.
到时候Ruth 就回到 Wheaton College 继续她的学业。
They met Billy Graham, she met Billy Graham.
And 他就在 Wheaton College 认识葛培林牧师。
So they got married and they have five children.
结婚之后就五个小朋友。
But the thing I want to share with you about her is this.
跟大家分享的是 Ruth 的这一本圣经。
Her Bible is well marked.
她的圣经是圈圈点点，红字蓝字通通有。
She had a bookmarker.
她那地方有一个所谓的这个书签。
I think she's studying that in Korea and in China, but you remember the Chinese word there? What does it say? 爱惜光阴。
他这个中文字的书签叫做爱惜光阴 ,treasure the time.
But this is Ruth Graham in his home Bible, home personal Bible.
他是 Ruth 自己他自己个人的 Bible, 个人的圣经。
And you can tell it's well used.
好，你可以知道他圣经这是用了很多次。
Oh, by the way, how many of you bring a Bible today? Will you raise your hand?
对，自己有带圣经的举手，很好。
Remember the first time I said, bring your Bible to church when you worship, study them at home when you do personal devotion. I'll continue to encourage you to do that.
就是带你的自己个人圣经到教会来。
It makes a lot of difference when you can mark it down, scratch it, and do something, and you become your own personal record.
所以圣经可以圈点的，可以做研考的。
But the thing I want to share with you is this.
跟大家分享的是这样子的。
She made a comment about her Bible and faith. She said, "It won't come out on my slide."That the word of God keep us from being ashamed. It enable us, it enable young men to claim his way when hidden in the heart to keep us from sinning against him. It revive us when our soul cleave unto the dust. It refreshes and restore us. It teaches us.The fear of the Lord and enable us to walk in liberty. It comfort us in our affliction and guide us in wisdom and understanding. If you have a need, come to Him, come to His Word, just as you are.
我大概翻译一下哈，圣经的话语避免我们羞愧， 他让一个年轻的人可以完全没有清洁他自己走的路上，然后当你把圣经的话语藏在心里面的话，他就防止我们得罪神，他也帮助我们能够让我们的灵魂能够继续的清洁而没有尘埃，他也继续让我们帮助我们不断的恢复更新，让我们教我们怎么样去所谓的真正的惧怕我们的神啊，对神有一个敬畏的心，帮助我们能够很自由的跟神一起走，然后继续加强我们加强在安慰我们在任何的艰难跟困扰的事情的当中，坚持我们带我们有一个智慧跟这个聪明，能够经由这些东西。如果说你需要的时候，你必须要经常的来到他那边，然后靠着神的话语。好，就这样子。
By the way, when you have your magazine, you will know this coming Friday, which will be November 17th, they are going to open a big grand museum in Washington, D.C., close to the Capitol.
这个礼拜五十七号在那个 Washington D.C. 有一个博物馆，就专门关于圣经的博物馆。
There will be a grand opening. What I mentioned is, if you happen to go to Washington D.C. for sightseeing one of these days, you should spend some time in the museum because they tell you all kinds of relics and information about the Bible.
这个你要是说刚好有时间在 Washington D.C. 的话，就花个时间去看，因为它有很多藏的一些遗迹古迹，可以让你去研究一下圣经，走一顿。
But last of all, I want to share with you this message. That kind of comfort me in a way too.
所以说，在这个接下来跟大家分享是这一段的，我自己在想，对我自己也本身有很大的安慰。
Gregory Graham had five children.
这个跟大家讲的葛培里牧师有五个子女。
But there are two problem kids in the family.
啊，在这个五个子女当中，有两个是有问题的。
This is Franklin Graham in 1962. He is a rebel.
他是一个叛。
Or was a rebel. He is just hard to control.
他是一个完全没办法控制的一个家里的一个叛徒。
There is another one called Ruth, also follow her mother name Ruth.
另外一个这个右边这个也是 Ruth, Ruth 跟他妈妈的同样一个名字。
So the other rebellious one.
还是另外一个也是叛逆的。
Very good. Go to church and then nobody knows, but deep in her heart, she was some problem.
他这个 Ruth 当然是去教会，但是基
本上 very beautiful family, just like any of your family. Looked on the surface, no problem.
非常好的一个家人。
But deep inside, there were a lot of struggle.
但是在生命里面中间，他们有很多的一些挑战。
It happened in every family.
就像我们的家庭一样。
Evangelist is not escape from that challenge.
所以说，即使他是一个伟大的这个布道家，家里一样会有这一方面的问题，这样方面的挑战。
Billy Graham wrote a book 20 years ago when he was close to 80 years old.
他葛雷佩里牧师在八十岁的时候写了这本书。
I correlate the information. He himself, in his reflection, admit his son and his daughter had problem.
他自己在这本书 他自己承认Frank 跟这个 Ruth 都有问题。
The problem son also wrote an autobiography telling about his failure in his early life.
这个 Frank 自己也写了一个自传自己描述了他在年轻的时候为什么有这么多的错误的地方。
God turned him around.
但是神的大能让他回转。
He is leading now the Samaritan Purse, which is the relief work that they send a lot of places with disaster. They go there and help. They call Samaritan Purse.
他现在带领这个 Samaritan Purse 这一方面慈善工作。
He also helping to lead the World Medical Mission, which send a lot of doctors to the third world country to help people. And I shared with you a few years ago, I went under that program for 2 weeks and I went to Togo, Africa to do, you know, missionary work.
对，这个法兰克也组织了很多的这个医生到这个穷困的国家去啊，长老也经过去过一次。
But you know about the Christmas box, right? Shoe box. That he also organized that.
Christmas 在圣诞节的时候，我们弄的所谓的 shoe box， 这也是他做的，也是法兰克做的。But
in his book, he admitted that his life at one time, he was beer drinking, motorcycle riding all over the place, and he just act like a wild kid.
你看，这是他自己自传里面讲，他说他年轻的时候喝啤酒，骑摩托车。
But God turned him around.
但是他这样的一个叛徒的一个生活，神大能让他回转。
And he's doing serving God in a very great way.
他可以随着他的生命去服侍主。
Now the daughter Ruth, I won't go through detail, but in summary, she also had problem, and Billy Graham mentioned it in his reflection about his family.
他的这个小女儿 Ruth 也同样一个问题，她自己有这方面的。
His daughter was married, has children, but they end up in divorce.
她的女儿结婚有小孩了，但是跟她的这个丈夫离婚了。
And I understand because of infidelity of the husband.
但是就是她的先生没办法有生育。
But she felt a need. She got married right away, soon after that.
但是之后她马上又结婚了。
Only within a short time that she had to pack her stuff and go back to Billy Graham and Ruth Graham because she couldn't handle it. She went back to her parents.
但是结婚之后就马上又不行了，马上就又整装待包回到她父亲的家里。
So in summary, I want to share with you, we are human. We are sinful nature. All of us have problems to solve in our lifetime.
跟大家做一个总结就是。 我们真的都是非常脆弱的人，我们都有不同的失败。
God give us peace, give us comfort, and try to meet our need. But He's not going to let you live a very, very life that has no challenge, everything going well. What they call the prosperity gospel, Christian life is not like that.
神会给我们有所谓的平安跟喜乐，但是他不应许我们生命没有任何的挑战，也没有像一般来讲的所谓的这个。 这个prosperity gospel 跟你讲说生命都没有问题。
Even God's chosen people have difficult handling their family, their children. All they can do is do their best.
神的话是甚至他所谓的他选择的人，像 Billy Graham 这个牧师，
so my conclusion,
一样会有问题。
My concern is that in your family, whether it's children, parents problem, marriage, husband, wife problem, other family relative problem. Church conflict problem, pastor elder problem, deacon elder, what that problem? What you can do?
所以说,
Number one.
所以说我们生命中很多的问题，有家庭的问题。
Do what you think reasonable and right from your what God told you. Do what you can. Do what you right. Don't just sit back. Do what you can.
最重要的第一点就是。 做你认为最重要而且是正确的事情，你认为可以的，在那时候的情况之下。
Number two, pray and be patient with God. You don't get answer possibly right away or for a long time.
第二点是不断持续的祷告，跟神祷告，然后等待神。
So what I taught from Billy Graham life is that you have to leave what you cannot correct and change to God.
然后你必须要继续的，神没办法改变的事情，你一样要继续要生活下去。Because
only God can perform miracle in the individual life and change a person.
因为只有神才有这个改变的大能，改变一个人的身心灵。And
I hope that you all feel the same way I do in dealing with the challenges in life.
我也是希望大家也跟我一样，在这个碰到很多挑战的时候，跟我有这方面的一个想法。 继续能够在所谓的 enduring， 就是克服、战服所有的挑战，在生命中间的各样的挑战，用三点。
Thank you for listening and my sharing. And now we're going to sing a hymn along with the Youth Orchestra to get ready for our communion.
让大家一起唱回应诗歌。